You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last week before holiday break, Tony. Aren't you ready to give 110%?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Nope. ESPN 2 show. Nope.
Must be bowl season. We're relegated.
Yeah. Bowl season. I understand that. Yeah. A lot of people love to watch live bowl games.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to one later like this week. I'm going to attend
one. There you go. I assume Northwestern is in it.
Yes, Las Vegas Bowl, baby. Hit the table, stay up all night. Maybe not.
Good for you. Great atmosphere for your kid. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Ravens top the Jaguars. The Chiefs hand another loss to Bill Belichick. And Brock Purdy says Christian McCaffrey is the MVP. But we begin today with the Buffalo Bills at home yesterday, drilling the Cowboys 31-10. Josh Allen only threw for 94 yards because the Bills ran for 266 yards. They ran 49 times. They'd still be running if the game was still going on. Wilbon, what does this result say about the Bills and the Cowboys?
Well, Tony, the Bills did something they were supposed to do. They're supposed to win that game. I mean, all summer and into the fall, at least several weeks, we heard about the Bills, and they're supposed to be able to challenge Kansas City and finish even, if not ahead of Baltimore, and Bills. I mean, the Bills are supposed to be a team. They got a terrific quarterback. They got a complete team, or so we thought. They had some hiccups, and all of a sudden, people just sort of dismissed them. I didn't dismiss them. They should win yesterday's game. And to me, this entire approach to their offensive philosophy of playing power football is better than throwing it all around the yard 40 times, which I don't understand Buffalo doing. So Buffalo did what they were supposed to. Everybody is going to dramatically and wildly overstate how this is the end of the Cowboys as if they just didn't win five straight. They won five straight. They lost in Buffalo where they were supposed to lose. So that's what it says to me. The Cowboys get another week to sort of pull themselves back together. It wasn't single elimination yet. And Buffalo gets to rally a little bit, at least for now.
Let me just get one thing off my chest early. It was 31-3. There were 4 minutes left in the game, and Dak Prescott was out there passing.
Yes,
what are you doing?
What was
what
that?
What in God's name is he doing on the field
you.
In those circumstances? All you can do
insane.
Is get hurt. That's crazy.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to overreact, and I don't want to overstate, but I'll say this. What does it tell me about the Cowboys? It tells me in any reasonable person they're not a good road team. They're 3-4 on the road. They're 7-0 at home. Mike, they score 18 fewer points a game on the road than they do at home.
Yeah.
So to me, if they don't beat Philadelphia in the division, then I don't see them as a long-term threat in the playoffs. And what does it say to me about Buffalo? I'm going to go back a couple of weeks, and I'm going to concede that they shouldn't have beaten the Chiefs, that touchdown that was called back would have beaten them.
Right.
But they did beat the Chiefs on the road in Kansas City, and then they beat Dallas convincingly at home. And so to me, Mike, if they can get in the playoffs, and they're not in the playoffs right now.
No, but
if they can get in the playoffs, I don't think you necessarily want to face them. And Dallas's problem, this was a blueprint on how to beat Dallas. Their front four, and in fact, their whole front seven, got pushed around
power
physically.
Football.
They got to change that.
Power
they got to change that.
Because, you know, guess what? The Eagles can play that way, and the 49ers can play that way, too. And so, that's something to keep an eye out for. But otherwise, it'll be overstated for the rest of the week about the Cowboys losing. The Ravens stayed atop the AFC. Lamar Jackson ran for 97 yards, passed for 171, including 26 after this impossible escape from a sack to lead the Ravens past the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Tony, what does this win say about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson to you?
Well, first I'm going to tell you what it says to me about the Jacksonville Jaguars, that they are posers. Okay.
Yeah, they're not ready
you
yet.
Circle the date on this game. This is a home game. You beat the Ravens at home. You're a real team. And instead, they scored 7 points. I think the week before, they lost to Cleveland, a team that doesn't score very much, with a second-string quarterback. Before that, they lost to Cincinnati, another team with a second-string quarterback. So they're sort of frauds. And all of the talk over the last 2 weeks about how they could be the AFC number one seed, that's just nonsense, and I don't want to hear it. Now, in terms of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, I will just talk briefly about the Ravens. They have a really good defense.
Yeah.
It may not be as star-filled as it was when they won championships, but it may be as good. They lead the NFL in points allowed, 16 points a game. They held the Jaguars to 7. They held the Lions to 6. They held the Seahawks to 3. They held the Browns to 3. And, Mike, that's how you win in this league.
Still. Yes, it is, Tony. With that deep, when you've got that defense, and you mentioned first in points allowed, second in yards allowed, and you got Lamar Jackson. And by the way, Lamar Jackson wasn't seen on the field in the last two Decembers because he was injured. And he's aware of it.
That's right.
Talked, you know, very persuasively to me in his post-game remarks about being able to play in December and being himself. And he looked like both those things yesterday, very healthy and like himself. So if Lamar Jackson can be kept upright, all right, and that offense can play power football too, and you have that defense keeping you in check, keeping everybody in check, keeping playoff teams that you just listed in check, then Baltimore to me, not Kansas City, Baltimore right. to me, is the number one seed, the primary threat in the AFC right now. That's how I feel about them, Tony. And Jacksonville, look, I'm not going to dog them. It's not their time yet. It could have been if they cashed in with two of those victories. But, Tony, I didn't think they would or should win those games. Jacksonville's a year away. They'll seem to get themselves together. They're well coached. I still like their quarterback. I like a lot of what Jacksonville's going on. They're not Baltimore. Not yet.
I'm going to point out one thing to you. And I know what you're saying vis-a-vis the Chiefs. But Lamar Jackson, who was a wizard on the field.
Yes.
And he's not only healthy, he's happy because his contract is behind him.
That too.
But he's been terrible in the playoffs, Mike.
Okay.
He's 1-3 in the playoffs with 3 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions and 2 lost fumbles. Now, greatness shows itself eventually.
Yep.
But he hasn't been like the Chiefs guy in the playoffs. He has not. After the 49ers handily beat Arizona yesterday, 45-29, 49er quarterback Brock Purdy said Christian McCaffrey should be the MVP. McCaffrey had 115 yards rushing and a touchdown, 72 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. He has 20 touchdowns this season. That's tied for number one in the league. Wilbon, are you with Purdy?
Not exactly, Tony. Look, McCaffrey's great. All right, he's got a coach who knows what to do with him. So all these morons around the league and some of them coaching in it who want to tell you running backs, they don't need them. Running backs are passe. Why would you want a running back? Maybe if you know how to use one. All right, Christian McCaffrey is used well by Coach Shanahan in San Francisco. And when your name is up there with Marshall Faulk, all-purpose running, catching, scoring, doing everything, and Roger Craig, don't tell me that running backs are passe. Shut up. But no, I'm going to take Mr. Purdy for my MVP. Great for him that he spreads it around and says, my teammate, give it to my teammate. Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is my MVP. People can talk about Dak. They can talk about this quarterback. They can talk about that quarterback. Purdy. What's Purdy done? I know he had a 3-game losing streak, but McCaffrey had that too.
That's right.
Purdy is my MVP right now, today.
Yeah. I don't vote, but if I did vote, I think I would vote for Purdy as well. All of last year and most of this year, I was on Jalen Hurts. He's sort of fizzling lately. I might look at Dak Prescott, but that's not a vote I'd make after yesterday.
After yesterday,
As you say, Purdy had a 3-game bad streak, but that was a while back. He leads all quarterbacks in rating at 119. He has the most touchdown passes in the league, 29. He has the most yards per attempt. He's second to Tua in pass completion percentage and total passing yards. But I would tell you, Mike, that San Francisco has played a much tougher schedule than Miami to this point. You know me well enough to know that I love running backs, but I am seduced by quarterbacks. I'm not going to knock running backs. I may overvalue quarterbacks. That's possible. But, Mike, I'm in line with the rest of the league. I believe Adrian Peterson is the last running back to get it in 2012, and before that it was 2006. And I do like McCaffrey to this degree. Mike, what a stupid trade by Carolina. Equal to their stupidity in trading DJ Moore.
Yeah.
That's why they stink, because they don't know what they're doing.
They made some tough trades, Tony. But listen, let's give Shanahan the big double thumbs up.
Oh,
for knowing a weapon, knowing what he's going to do with them, not caring what the rest of the stupid league thinks. Huh? What? People
he's
better
got,
open
he's
their
got
eyes.
Four offensive
weapons.
Players
weapons,
who
baby.
Can score from anywhere on the field on any play. He's got four of them. Let's take a break. Coming up, did the Chiefs make a convincing case that they're back on track?
Did the Lions or the Bengals post a bigger win Saturday? Chiefs.
By the way, do you know Christmas Day, I believe, it's Ravens at 49ers? You going to watch that?
No.
I'm going to watch that.
No.
Purdy and Jackson, what are you going to be doing?
Working, entertaining the masses on ABC.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
Trying to find out what's popping with the peeps. I'll get the first
Mail
one,
time.
Mike.
What is happening with the peeps?
Did the Chiefs convince you that they're back on track?
No. Well, how can the Chiefs convince you of anything yesterday? They played the Patriots. And I know New England's defense has been not just representative, it's been competitive for several weeks. So you go, okay, I'll take their defense, but the team isn't. The team is as close to choosing first overall in the upcoming draft as anything else. I mean, they're near the bottom. They're in it. They're only a game away from that distinction. So I don't want to hear about beating the Patriots, no matter where you beat them. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about, you know, what's his name's girlfriend. No. The Kansas City Chiefs were not a story yesterday. They haven't convinced me of anything by beating a homecoming opponent.
Yeah, I hate to do this, but I'm going to agree with you down the line.
Good.
You prove nothing by beating the Patriots and Bailey Zappi. They stink. They're 3-11. They have the worst offense in all of football. They only get 13 points a game. So not only don't you gain anything by beating them, you actually would lose terribly if you lost to them. Now, where you and I disagree is on the next phase of this. You think the Chiefs' problem on offense is Matt Nagy, and I think the Chiefs' problem is dropping the ball. All right? They went into yesterday's game leading the league in drops with 34. I think they had four more yesterday. Travis Kelce has four drops. Kadarius Toney has four drops. I think Mahomes is putting it in their hands, and they're dropping it. I think they're a pretty good team if they catch the ball. But I agree with you that you prove nothing by beating New England.
Tony, you could have more. Look, when an offense like theirs is scoring 17 and 19 and one of those at home, you have more than one thing that can be true. They do have drops. They have too many. I'm still going to take Toney, and I'm going to take what's her name's boyfriend. I'm still going to have him on my team, Travis Kelce. But something's wrong with the offense too. I know you know.
Yeah, but
some of you don't want to go there.
And
I'll
your dislike
there.
For
go there.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs is
one.
Obvious.
No, I don't have any dislike
just,
for them. None.
Leaves. There's venom
None.
When you talk about
like
them.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
More significant win on Saturday, the Lions or the Bengals?
The Bengals. The Bengals are in a dogfight. The Lions aren't. The Lions have no competition. The Packers now can't win. The Bears, who should have 8 wins, don't. They have 5 because they've blown 3 games in the fourth quarter with double-digit leads, and that's just in
that's right.
The last month or so. So the Vikings are already good. There's no competition. The Lions can do what they do. They're in fine. The Bengals are in a dogfight, both in their division and for wild card, if they can do that. I mean, I know Pittsburgh is sort of floundering, but they're still there. Obviously, Baltimore is. Cleveland gets away with one yesterday. So the answer is the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm glad that we reached this point in the show where I can sincerely disagree. I think the more significant win was the Lions for this reason. They were sort of tumbling. They'd lost 2 out of 3, and they'd lost 2 out of 3 in division. They needed a big comeback. They got it. I believe they won 42-17. We may have thought that Denver had turned it around and was a good team. They're not a good team. Where I will agree with you is that I think the most significant development in the entire league is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
When Joe Burrow went out, a lot of us,
Browning,
including me,
baby.
Said they have
Browning.
No chance. So wherever they got Jake Browning from, they ought to erect a historical marker at that point. He's 3-1 with this team. They were down 17-3 in this particular game. And I'll tell you, and I know you didn't watch the game because I told you about this the other day. I think the touchdown by T. Higgins is the single greatest play I saw all year. What he did with
it's
his
great.
Body and move the ball over the pylon.
It was great play. Great.
The best play I've seen, and why Minnesota ran that kid Mullen into the line twice in a row where he just lost yardage. What are you
insane.
Doing?
They're not any
right?
good.
What are you
That's
doing?
That's why Detroit can limp to the finish now. There's no resistance from the 3 teams in the division. None.
Yeah, but they needed a win.
They
were going the other way, Mike. And their history indicates if they don't get the win, they're back.
Nobody
they're back
catch
in the dumpster
the
where they've been for 60
down,
years.
Can't get up.
Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Bears came so close to making Wilbon happy. And then,
what are you talking about? They made me happy. I'm happy.
Well.
And will it change the defensive play callers pick. Get the Eagles back to their winning ways tonight? I don't need a win to go 5-6-9 or 6-8 and people phonily say they're going to make the playoffs. I don't need that. I want a draft pick. The higher...
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 26th birthday, Ronald Acuna Jr. The Braves outfielder won the National League MVP this season over a crowded field of outstanding hitters, including Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Matt Olson. Acuna led all of baseball in hits, runs, stolen bases, and on-base percentage. He became the first person ever to top 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases in the same season, going 41-73. Acuna led the NL in OPS at 1.012, second in batting at .337, and he scored 149 different times. He was Rookie of the Year in 2018. He's gotten better over time. Acuna is signed through 2026, But with the Braves holding club options the following 2 years, he would not become a free agent until 2029.
Tony, that's a big boy season. That's not some phony, baloney, overly praised season by, you know, analytics-obsessed baseball writers, which is what they now often do with Cy Young. That is a historically great season Acuna just had.
149 runs. That's really something. Happy anniversary, James Harden. Around this day 5 years ago, Harden, playing for one of the many teams he later became disenchanted with, pulled off the rare attempt of a step back three in which he actually took three steps without dribbling.
Like
he was inside the three-point line. He wanted to be outside the three-point line, so he just stepped back of his own free will. And nobody called it on him. I mean, seriously, if the refs don't call
That's
walking on this,
steps.
What will they call it on? Watch this again. Count his steps.
Four.
In the NBA, there is no walking.
Three.
There are drop steps.
Maybe five.
Crab steps. There are Euro steps. You can take as many as you want. A ref has to hate you personally to call walking.
That was so aggressive. Comical. I mean, that's the instructional video for anybody who wants to referee from biddy ball on up. Don't let anybody do this or we'll kick you out of our league. That's what it should be.
It's unbelievable. When I saw it, I went, you're kidding, right? You're kidding.
By the way,
trails to a win for the Bears.
Clippers have won seven straight, Tony. The beard and the boys, they're getting together out there. Just saying.
All right. Happy trails to a win for the Bears. Your Bears literally dropped their third game this season when they held a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
This time they were up 17-7 on Cleveland, and they let 85-year-old Joe Flacco throw for 212 yards in the fourth quarter alone, including a 51-yard touchdown to Amari Cooper that tied the game at 17. The Browns then went ahead on a 34-yard field goal with 32 seconds left. The Bears had a last chance at a Hail Mary. Justin Fields got it to the end zone, where it was batted down into the hands
chest.
Of Bears wide receiver
hands
Darnell Mooney, laying on his back. Mooney could not hold
Love
on.
Mooney.
The ball deflected into the air where D'Anthony Bell intercepted it. How do you feel about that?
Better than winning the game. Man, I'm serious. So we catch a Hail Mary pass, and that's supposed to be
right.
worth moving down in the draft? Two, three, four spots it could wind up leading to? No. No, that win is not going to mean anything when we hope the Bears are good this time next season and beyond. So, no, there's no maybe happy trails. There's nothing like that. After the initial anger of him not holding on to it and wanting to win the game in the
right.
moment, you go, no, we don't need this. Think.
How about Cleveland being 9-5? Cleveland wins games by
defense,
1, 2, and 3 points.
Defense, Tony. They got a great defense.
And how about Joe Flacco? He's 38.
Yeah.
He didn't play last year, right?
Should have been four picks.
Three picks, but he
Just
won
terrible.
The game at the end.
Yeah.
You know, he won the game at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on their third or fourth quarterback now.
Yeah, they are. Good for them. Defense.
They're very impressive.
Like Baltimore,
they're
they got a great
impressive.
Defense. Same division.
All right. We're running out of show. We go to the big finish.
Let's
Bernard
do it.
Longer and his son won the PNC. And Tiger and Charlie finished fifth. Which is the bigger deal?
Bernard Langer, period. And his son, fine. More worldwide wins than people know over a longer stretch of time. He's 66 years old. He can still go out there and beat you. And no, the Longers, let's give them some credit. Tiger, we always give credit. And Charlie, good for them. Baker Mayfield had a perfect passer rating and a win over the Packers. Are you impressed with that?
I am. It's on the road. Yeah, I mean, he's having a good year. They're having a good year. They're in first place, a bad division, but they're in first place. Give them a little bit of credit. The Carolina Panthers finally won, beating the Falcons. I'm sure you're disappointed.
Angry. I don't want to see Carolina winning. We've got their pick. It's still overall number one. We're still in that slot. We got the Cardinals and the Patriots gaining. I'm nervous. Eagles, Seahawks tonight. You smelling a third straight loss for Philly?
No, they need to win, and they will win. Last one, will the Pistons snap their 23-game losing streak tonight at the Hawks?
No. And they're by themselves now, Tony. The Spurs finally won to beat the Lakers Friday, but then subsequently lost. Pistons, I'm afraid, it may last a while.
Every day, the Pistons. Every day. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get us on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, Apple everything. But now, your sports app.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.